It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM.
Hey, Sam.
Hey.
Big weekend. You had a great weekend.
Yeah, in bed.
In bed watching telly?
Yeah.
And that's all I care about. Good job.
So today I'm talking about this TV show on Netflix called On My Block.
On My Block.
Yep, so I'm just going to give you a quick description that's going to sound a bit out there. It's a coming-of-age drama comedy following four preteens, young teens, living in a LA, Californian suburb slash ghetto run by an African versus Latino gang warfare conflict thing.
Okay.
So it sounds like it's a lot of words. So
it's quite good. It's sounding
quite
good. It sounded like a based on someone's life experience or someone who has gone, oh, I wish I grew up somewhere a little more colorful. Oh, no, somewhere like LA, like on the block with Hispanic and sort of, you know, an African people. You know how you sometimes.
They want something a bit cooler than what they actually had.
I kind of thought Californication was a weird bit that.
Oh, yeah. You know,
sort of like a person, probably a quite interesting life where you thought, what about if I just tripled my interesting?
Exactly. Yeah. But. So it sounds like gritty and like raw and stuff, but it actually kind of comes across more Goonies and Nickelodeon than anything else, which is one of my biggest praises. And
so like Stranger Thingsy sort of.
Well, definitely like that kind of niche. Like Netflix loves its like four-part ensemble of young kids like trying to be like plucky and adventurous.
But it works so well. I mean, but there's a good thread of innocence that runs through that, which works.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Especially when you contrast it with this like background that they live with at all times, which is just like this constant gang warfare, but they're plucky and young and like looking for a way out, which is quite cool. But I don't know if the show is like my favorite or perfect by any means, but I definitely enjoyed watching it the last half of it. So it's a 10-part series, so it's like 10 half an hour episodes.
It's quite a big investment that you've invested to get, if it's really only the last half that got you. So you sort of browse through the first couple there, you like a couple of the characters, thought a bit of the writing was average, and then just suddenly, boom, you're hooked.
Well, it's like, so the whole cast, like every single character, even the extras are all people of colour, which is something you don't see in any TV show ever, pretty much. So I was like, well, I've got to get on board for that. Like, I've got to see what this is all about. And I'm always for like something niche like that. Like, I want to give it a go. Like the girl Ghostbusters or the Annihilation, like with all female cast. Like, I like seeing that kind of stuff. So I thought I'd jump into it, see what it's all about. So the main characters, there's four of them. They're all like 13 to 15. It deals with their coming of age. One of them's inducted into a gang. One of them's in love with a girl. One of them is in love.
Typical.
One of them's in love with a guy in the gang. One of them's going on a treasure hunt the whole season. It's a really weird mix of like different storylines that all kind of meld together. But
I quite like that storyline. I mean, hands up, anyone's ever spent a whole like large portion of their life on a treasure hunt?
This kid, he's obsessed. He's like his name's Jamal, cool. And he's just like this wiry like black kid who just like flails his arms everywhere and freaks out at this treasure the whole season.
What treasure? What are you talking treasure?
Well, imagine
you mean like payday, like in cracking it sort of thing.
Well, like so because there's gangs everywhere. Apparently, this gang stole a bunch of money from a roller rink,
right?
And it's buried somewhere in the neighborhood. And you know how all these neighborhood kids like want to find this one ticket out? Like this
is the
rumor that
wants
goes
to crack
around.
It. Yeah,
the,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
So it's set like that, and he believes that he can get his friend out of the gang by finding this treasure and sucking him out and like paying his way forward in the world.
What's going on in the background here, Joe Guy, with this music? What's this? Is this from the show?
So that's the On My Block trailer song.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. Little bit of ambiance.
Pretty new urban.
Yeah.
And like that's definitely like what it goes and tries to be. Like, it doesn't shy away from its background or anything like that. It definitely like is like, we're gonna be this plucky adventure with the constant reminder that there is this in the background. Like, there's this joke throughout
the
whole show.
So it's not sort of like a Stranger Things version of the first season of The Wire?
I haven't seen The Wire.
What?
I know, I'm sorry.
I ask you to leave, I'm sorry.
But they have this joke the whole way through where, like, they'll hear a gunshot in the background and they'll, like, guess what caliber of handgun it is. Like, it's just their whole, their reality is that,
sure,
that guns are just going off the neighborhood at all times.
I'm not even interested in my life ever knowing that reality. I don't really care. I don't feel left out. I feel much, much happier.
But it's quite a cool little peek into it. I've got like a few gripes though. There is this one character, Olivia, who comes in the second episode and her family's been deported, which is such a crazy reality to us. But like to them it's like, oh, her parents got deported, she's living with us now. Like, no.
Oh, right, yeah,
not
yeah,
even
yeah,
questioning
it.
Like,
sure.
That just happens. Like, that's sort of thing that happens to Mexican
does,
families.
Yeah, yeah.
But she just can't act for anything. Like, she literally says her lines like she's reading them off the script. Like, she's table reading and everyone else is giving it their best shot. And it's just, like, grinds my gears.
It's what do you do? Do you send a note? Do you email the producers?
Oh, I don't know. Like, hope for a recast in the second season. But it's just like, so like I said, the second half is like really, really good because
I've seen a couple of, I can't think of any examples straight off the top of my head, but I have seen shows like that where I've gone, man, I can't stand that actor. But then suddenly it turns. And it almost,
they get good?
Well, yeah, I'm
or like them off.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think with no, it turns and they become you realise that maybe that was them sort of, it was part of the trick. I don't know. It's something on the top of my back of my neck, of my down in the throat of my tongue, but I can't.
She's kind of cast as the mediator of the group because she's new to it, so she sees everyone as equals and stuff. So she's given all these emotional chops to like say doesn't land any of them. I'm like, girl, just please just get off my screen. Like, I'd rather listen to the four of them chat than you. Inject yourself. Sure. But yeah, a really,
prejudice.
Really
that
fun
is prejudice.
Show.
That's visual viewing prejudice. But yeah,
but it's a really fun show.
It's your first acting job, and you just, you know, maybe.
She's the most experienced out of all of them. She's the only one that I've seen anything else, which
Just
like extra stuff and like other TV shows. But she's the only one that I can remember seeing any other TV show. Everyone else is young and fresh and new.
Cool.
And nails it.
What's it? Have you seen Snowblind or Snowfall? What's the one about the young guy who takes up dealing crack?
I don't know.
I've seen
Breaking Bad.
Pretty sure. No. It's set in LA. It's sort of like when the cocaine crack epidemic just starts. I think it was someone will text on the answer to that too. I think it's Snowblind actually.
Oh yeah.
That's cool. It sounds sort of similar.
Yeah.
It sort of has that. It's going to turn into a gang thing. Oh no, it's actually kind of got a bit of a quirky twist to it. Quirky twist.
Well, that's it. I like when they don't just take it full grit. Like, I kind of want to see like something a bit different.
No, is it? Because look.
That's what the synopsis implies.
No, that's a cowboy movie.
It's
cocaine
trade?
No, that's a documentary. It must be Snowfall. Have a look at Snowfall there, producer Joe Guy. Thank you.
Watch any film with snow in it.
You see a lot of snowboarding documentaries, don't you?
Snowfall show cocaine.
Snowfall?
Snowfall?
Is that what's called? Is it?
Yep.
Snowfall, there we go. That's the one. He's moving crazy. That's the one. Yeah. Yeah, that's similar. I enjoyed that. This is called
On My Block. Yeah.
Who's the my? Who's from the perspective of?
I think it's from their little family unit perspective. It's like our block, my block.
Sure.
Because they all love where they live and they all love their family and stuff, but they also all are like, fuck, like our world is like so.
Shit. Yeah, sure. Yeah. As you can imagine, you would feel in that situation.
Yeah, like just
if you can even imagine being in that situation. Yeah.
And so much stuff is so nonchalant. Like they're like, oh, school disco's cancelled because there was a gunshot in the school, and they're like, oh, again. Like it's just like so like baffling, but also like so their world, and it's like doesn't feel contrived or like they're just trying to hide it. Like it's just the reality of the show.
Yeah. All right. Well, cool. So that's on Netflix now.
Yeah, it's been out for like 2 weeks. It's the next big thing, I reckon, if anyone wants to try it.
Next big thing. That's a big call. And the and you watched Annihilation as well?
I did watch Annihilation. Great first two acts. I think third act kills me. I hate CGI though, so that could be it.
Great first two acts. The Shimmer itself was great. The concept, the concept of that was really good.
The concept, yeah, so cool. And also I kind of liked the hints back at like Kane and Nelly Portman's relationship. I liked those little things, but I just didn't enjoy the third act at all until the twist. I kind of like that.
Yep, the super big twist at the end.
No, I reckon the second
to last twist.
Yeah,
It looked to me like 70% of that movie, and then they went, I kind of just put it out.
Well, I mean,
there's something that's incomplete about that movie.
I want to read the books because apparently the books like explain everything a lot more in detail and like.
Oh, you've seen the movie now. It's a good time you could be watching TV.
True.
Hey, thank you, Sam.
No problem.
That was Viewmaster on 95 BFM.
Sure.
I should have kept it within the parameters of the.